All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines, and we welcome you to this live update. This was unplanned, but I want to talk about some stuff today. In fact, a lot of you guys will be coming from Telegram, and you'll know that I spent about 30 minutes talking on there, and it was all for nothing pretty much because it didn't even save my recording. So lesson learned, we should have just did this right out the first time doing this right here. So nevertheless, we're here. It is December 12th, Thursday afternoon. It is 2:20 p.m. Eastern. We didn't schedule a 2 p.m. Eastern broadcast today because we had some things going on here at the home front. But I've got a few, I'm going to be in the studio for the next couple hours because I got to record tonight for tonight's program at 8 p.m. Eastern. So I want to take a few minutes of your time. I want to talk about this UFO thing. Before we get started, I want you to do me a favor. Go ahead and hit that like button. That way we can get more eyes on this quick update. Get it on our ministry. Get on these programs, our podcasts. Go ahead and share it. Hit that subscribe button. That's always going to help you out. And if you don't have our free app, I want to encourage you to pick it up today. It's on Apple, Android. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications. And you're going to get notified of all of these headlines, all of these podcasts, everything like this, even these quick breaking news updates. All of that's going to be right at your fingertips. So there's been some new developments take place that I find is absolutely intriguing. We're going to talk about this, and I want to talk about what we know as the official facts of the narrative. I want to tell you that what we're officially being told in regards to these drones. Okay. Now we're talking about, obviously, the predominant area is in New Jersey. In fact, if there's anybody in New Jersey, I would love to hear from you in the chat, in the comment. If you in the comment section, if you live in the state of New Jersey, I'll take it a step further. If you live in the state of New Jersey or New York and you have yourself seen firsthand one of these drones, please let us know in the chat, in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. You guys listen by Apple, by Spotify, contact me. Let me know. If you got pictures of it, let us know. Send them. EndTimeHeadlines@yahoo.com. EndTimeHeadlines@yahoo.com. Here's what the official narrative, it's all being painted for us, by the way, if you're not been paying attention. Here's what we know. First of all, we know that these drones, and again, if you guys heard me talk about this on Telegram, I'm just reiterating what I talked about earlier today. If not, then this is going to be new to you. And if you have and you want to stick around and we may talk about something else, that's fine as well. The large mysterious drones that are being reported, they're telling us that, number one, that these things are capable of avoiding detection. They are capable of avoiding detection. Very interesting. Number two, these drones are capable of switching off their lights when they are approached by other aircraft, howbeit, what that means, helicopters, fighter jets. We're just being told when they're approached by other aircraft that they have the capability to switch their lights off. In fact, there has been people in high positions, guys, that are telling us that these drones are highly sophisticated in technology. In fact, they're far more sophisticated in any technology that we have possessed in the past 10 years. They're far more advanced. Interesting. Okay, let's a little bit more. Let's talk about this. We're now being told that these drones, are not being flown by hobbyists. So these are state instituted. These are done by an organization, an entity, a government, a state-sponsored, whatever that looks like. That's who's behind this, or at least what we're being told. Okay, that puts up more questions than answers. So we know they're not hobbyists. We know that they're not conventional drones. They're larger than, some of these are as large as SUVs. They have the capability to detect, to deter detections. They have the ability to switch off lights when followed. There's been reports now that individuals are attempting to send up their own drones in the attempt to capture video or better images of these drones. And one individual, and we reported this on our main website, one individual said that when he had a full battery on his drone, and this was a larger drone in itself, which it has over an hour a shelf life. This thing could be flown up into the atmosphere for over an hour before he has to bring it back down and charge it up. But this is a New Jersey resident. This made the news. And he was one of many, by the way, not just one isolated event. But he said that he launched his drone, and within 3 minutes of it going into the atmosphere, it was beeping. He looked down and it was completely, his battery was completely dead and zapped. And he had immediately retrieve his drone and bring it back. Other individuals said that they sent their drone into the sky and they actually was taken down because their battery completely died. There was no warning. It just shut off mid-flight and the drones fell to the sky or fell to the ground. Now, okay, we're also being told that, and here's where it gets absolutely, in my opinion, it's just asinine to make this kind of a statement. And this is coming from the governor, Phil Murphy, of New Jersey. And he keeps stressing this over and over again, which makes him look ridiculous. Just stop saying this, please. And that is this. He is saying that even though we don't know the origin of these drones, we don't know who's behind it. We don't know their motive. We don't know their intent. We don't know their purpose. But yet, he has over and over again made the assertion that they do not appear to be a threat to public safety. Now, guys, talk to me in the chat. Does this not sound like the most asinine statement you've ever heard? How can you make this kind of assertion? If the FBI allegedly, I'm going to throw that out, allegedly, if the FBI, the CIA, Department of Homeland Security, the military, the U.S. Air Force, local government officials, the police, none of them know who they belong to. None of them know the origin. None of them know the intent. None of them know the purpose. But yet they can boldly come out and confidently say, I know you guys don't know where they're from and we don't know where they're from, but we just want to assure you and comfort you and let you know that they don't pose any threat to society. Okay, wow. Well, sleep well tonight, all you people in New Jersey and New York and Philadelphia and Virginia and in the UK and everywhere in North Carolina, California. And by the way, these things, there's been video surfaced of these things in California now. They're popping up in California. There are swarms of them in California. They were taped. We posted video of that on our Telegram channel. Quote, a Pentagon spokeswoman stated that our, quote, initial assessment here is that these are not drones or activities coming from a foreign entity or adversary. Now, the reason why she came out and made this statement is because one congressman boldly went on to Fox News, and I'm sure you guys saw all this, and made a statement that he knows for a fact, and he's not backing down from it, even though he was completely eviscerated by news sources and journalists and even those in Washington, and even you in the Department of Homeland Security. came out and quickly, they scrambled quickly to snuff out what he said and put the water on the flames and calm it down, because he came out and said that he's not backing down from this statement. And he says, not only he himself, but he knows many sources that are, and he's backing this up. And again, this is where it gets so weird, as he's saying that it is all of these drones. And by the way, last night, they're now saying it was the largest fleet of these drones, and there was over 183 of these drones in flight in the atmosphere at one time. Almost 200 drones. Now, two congressmen are vehemently calling for officials to shoot them down, but they refuse to do it. And I'm going to make this statement. If this nonsense was happening over here in my neck of the woods, in the South, in Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, West Virginia, Kentucky, Arkansas, I'm telling you right now, we would already know where these are coming from, because they would have already been shot down. Ain't no rednecks where I live going to put up with that stuff. I'm just saying. Come on, can I get an amen in the chat if you're in the South? You know what I'm talking about. But then the question arises, would we even be able to shoot them down? Because if they're so highly sophisticated in technology that's so far advanced, 10 years beyond what we even possess, I don't think we could shoot them down. If they're able to avert aircraft, if they're able to shut down other drones from being able to take pictures of them, their lights go out, and there has been other reports of residents in New Jersey, I don't know about New York, but in New Jersey, that has said that when these drones flew over their residence, that their clocks stopped on their microwave, their ovens, their vehicles. I mean, this is like Twilight stuff. This is and I said this earlier on Telegram. So again, if I'm just going to repeat a lot of this, what I'm talking about. One of the things you got to know about me is ever since I was about 15, 16 years of age, I've always been intrigued with, we grew up, we called them UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Today, they've repackaged it, called it UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, whatever. But I've always been intrigued by this, and I've researched this, and I've dug deep into this stuff, and I know about Area 51, and I know about the Phoenix Lights incident. All these things have been intriguing to me. And they all have this common thread. There's all kinds of witnesses that see things, they describe things, and most of them all line up. But then once the government gets involved, and again, I'm going to stop right here, and I've got to preface this because people will freak out if I don't. I'm not making an assertion to you that I believe in aliens or extraterrestrials. That's not what I'm saying. Okay? But what I'm saying is, this is nothing new. These weird things have been happening for years. Research it. And anytime there's a mass populace of people that are eyewitnesses and are present and experience these things, if it goes across, if it passes a certain threshold where it becomes a threat to national security, then certain agencies are sent, aka even the men in black. That's a real thing, by the way. That's not some conspiracy theory. It's a real thing. These men will show up and they'll threaten lives of people in high positions, even in our own military. Go research it. So it makes you wonder. By the way, or they'll play psyops with you. Let me show you one example. I'll give you two examples. The Roswell incident, New Mexico. When that took place, a sergeant general, somebody showed up, and he retrieved all of these materials that came from this alleged craft that crashed. And then here comes the government, scoops in, and they say, well, we're going to need that stuff that you retrieved, and we're going to need you to make an official statement. And I know that you claim that you found some material that you've never seen before that can do things that's never been done before. But we know that that's true, but we need you to change the narrative, and we need you to get on national television, and we need you to tell everybody, local officials, the national news and everything, that this was simply a weather balloon retrieval. And that became the official narrative. Now, people laughed at it, and we still laugh at it. Then, okay, that's another example. And then local officials, or excuse me, not local, but local citizens who were eyewitnesses to that event, you can go research, go down that rabbit hole, I dare you, and find out how many of them had visits to their door by people knocking on the door, questioning them. Not just questioning them, but telling them, hey, you're going to shut your mouth about what you saw. You're going to shut your mouth about what you know. And if not, then this and this and that will happen. People will start disappearing. Then you had, in the 1990s, you had what was called the Phoenix Lights incident. This happened in Phoenix, Arizona. This was such a large, mass-scale eyewitness account that the government scrambled to try to come up with some kind of cover-up. I'm talking about lots of people saw this. Even airline pilots saw this. Cessna plane pilots saw this. They witnessed this first. There was people on the ground that saw massive craft that went over them, had no sound, that was huge. One said it was the size of a football field, like a boomerang shape. Lights. Sound familiar? All these weird things. And guys, I'm not saying these are UFOs. I'm going somewhere with this, guys. Come on, just let me cook for a minute. I'll flip this steak in a minute. We'll cook the other side. I'm talking right now. Just let me talk. But here's what's interesting is there was a woman who was an official there in Arizona, and she had gathered so many eyewitness accounts and testimonies that she knew something was going on. So when she went, she tried to go all the way up to national security, FBI, and basically it was kind of just shot down. So then the governor of Arizona at that time, go research, it's all out there, in the 1990s when the Phoenix Hill Lights came, the governor came out and he made a mockery of all the people of what they saw, and he came out dressed like an alien. This is absolutely insane. Dressed like an alien and told everybody they just need to lighten up. Now, some people laughed at that, but there was a lot of people that was livid over that. One of them was this woman official who, again, was very angry because they didn't take this seriously. And guys, I could spend another 20 minutes on a lot of details about the Phoenix Lights incident. But the point is, in my opinion, what we're seeing right now has this same kind of stigma around it. It has the remnants. It has the characteristics of these same incidents, where there's such intrigue and mystery, and it's so vague around what they're telling us. And I found this interesting, and that is, let me get back to this. One congressman got up. Let me go back to what I was saying. I know I took a side trail. You guys know how I roll. I take these side roads, but I get us back on the interstate. I promise you, I always do. So I took a side road for a little bit, and we looked at some scenery. Now we're coming back around. The reason why there was a press conference where the Pentagon spokeswoman got up and spoke to try to calm everybody down is because a congressman got up and made this assertion that, and he says his sources are telling him, and he knows for a fact that there is a, ready for this? And when I say this, it sounds so ludicrous, that there's an Iranian mothership that is posted up off of the Atlantic Ocean, off the East Coast. And apparently, all of these drones are being launched off of or out of this mothership. What the heck is a mothership? What does that even mean? Is it an aircraft carrier? What is it? This is what we're being told. And this is what he's saying. And when people laughed at him and ridiculed him, he didn't back down. He didn't flinch. And he's still sticking to what he's saying. And other sources are now coming forward and saying, it is an Iranian mothership. Now, guys, we got to stop here and we got to talk about that. First of all, call me gullible if you want, but I would think, my God, I would think that surely the U.S. government, our national security, our military, our Air Force would never allow a foreign adversary to post up a ship, a vessel, a submarine, let alone a mothership off of the Atlantic Ocean, allow it to cross. Again, think about this logically, guys. Olive, come on. Do I got any military folks, ex-military, vets, whatever, in the chat in Congress or in the comment section? Please tell me that I am overthinking this or underthinking this. So you're going to tell me that this mothership, by the way, we have no, and by the way, guys, did you know that there was an alleged mothership that was spotted in Indiana where drones or these UAPs were coming off that? I don't know if y'all saw that, but that was, now, again, I laughed at it because this mothership that allegedly was in Indiana was that big, but yet no photographs of it, no video, but yet people claim it was there. So I'm telling you, weird stuff's going on, guys. And we can sweep it under the rug and we can avoid these conversations and say, well, I don't want to talk about that, but we have to have this discussion today. People are terrified. People are worried. Government officials are getting livid over it. At least two congressmen are calling for these to be shot down, but it's like a lead balloon. But let me go back to this. So you're telling me that our government, the U.S. Air Force, our military, all of our defenses just turned a blind eye and allowed an Iranian craft, mothership, to post up on the Atlantic that is filled with these highly sophisticated, car-sized, technologically advanced drones. God only knows if they're weaponized. Oh, but they're not, Brother Ricky, because we're being told that they pose no threat to civilians. Again, my fear is, what do these drones have on them? Are they weaponized? Can they release biological weapons? I don't know. Who knows? They don't know. We know just as much as government officials, apparently. But so we're going to allow all that to happen and then let them just launch these drones onto U.S. soil, carrying out maneuvers, not one night, not two nights, not three nights, not a week, not 2 weeks. This has been going on, guys, for a month, and it's not just New Jersey. It's New York. They've been seen in Philadelphia. They've been seen in North Carolina. They've been seen in Virginia over Langley Air Base. They've been seen in the United Kingdom. And now they're being seen in California. So what does that mean? Is there a mothership off of the West Coast too? Is there a mothership off of that on shore over there as well? What the heck is going on? And by the way, I Just throwing this out, just for point of interest. Did you know apparently that New Jersey is a UFO hotspot? I did not know this until I started researching this. And there was an incident that took place. Come on, just hang with me. I'm talking today. There was an incident that took place apparently in New Jersey in 1975. In fact, it took place on January 12th, 1975. Let me pull this up. I'll just show you what I'm looking at right here. Show you exactly what I'm looking at. All right, this is on Wikipedia. Look right here in the orange, or excuse me, the purple. The stone, this was called the Stonehenge Incident, and or the North Hudson Park UFO sightings that occurred on, again, January 12, 1975. According to George Obarski, while he was driving, he heard static over his radio and saw in North Hudson Park a dark, round spacecraft with brightly lit windows hovering over the ground. Now, again, this is his claim, and it's not just his. We'll read on here. 10 small, hooded, identically dressed figures emerge from the UFO. They dug up soil, collected it in bags before returning to the craft. Obarski returned to the site the next day and found the holes. Months later, Obarski told his story to ufologist Bud Hopkins, who with other ufologists found independent witnesses, here we go, including a doorman at the Stonehenge, who also reported seeing the same craft. This incident was reported by Hopkins in the Village Voice in his 1981 book, Missing Time. Okay? How many of y'all knew that? I did not know this until I started researching this and discovered this. So to me, that's very intriguing. Now, again, I'm not saying these are extraterrestrials, but watch this. Weird stuff is happening. Now, I saw recently where there was a discussion between two individuals, and it caught my attention because what one individual said really made my ears perk up because it echoes what I said 2 weeks ago, and that is, and I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, I believe all of this drone stuff in 2024 is setting the stage for 2025, where in which he says, and I will quote to you what he said, all hell is going to break loose. And I said, whoa, because guys, remember 2 weeks ago, I could not shake in my spirit. I was so stirred in my spirit. I said, there is, and I knew I had to talk about this, and I felt like something is coming down the pike big time. And now that leads, how long have we been on here? I don't know how long we've been on here, for about 28 minutes. So now I'm going to close with this final thought, and then we're going to let you guys go, and I'm going to record for tonight. I now, after all this, in light of all this new information that's come out, I believe there is two scenarios happening. This is what I think, what we're about to see happen is either, these are two terrifying scenarios that I could see about to happen. And I don't, guys, either way you slice this, honestly, it's a crap sandwich without the bread. I mean, there. I don't know how to put the. I'm trying to make this as. I don't know how to put it. It's not good either way. So let me just give it to you. Number one. Ready? Number one. And again, these are two scenarios. Number one, I believe we're seeing the stage set for one of the greatest false flags that we have ever experienced in our lifetime. Now, what do I mean by that? Some people don't even understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about on our soil. We've been, Ukraine and Russia, they're at war in Europe. Israel's at war in seven fronts in the Middle East. Now you've got the whole Syria debacle. Damascus has been overrun. They've run off Bashar Assad, and he's in Russia. Now Putin's involved with Syria, and he's also involved with Iran. So you've got the war of Gog and Magog all forming and taking place over there. But all that, don't miss this. That's over in the Middle East. You got this over in Europe. You've got all that stuff taking place. But here in good old the US of A, Everything's been great. Everything's been dandy. Happy days are here. People are just lollygaggling around. They've got TikTok and they've got social media and they've got all these things. And most people are oblivious and they have no clue. And you could talk to them about these drones and they've never even heard of what? I've never heard of it because they're buried in their phones and they're buried in everything else and they don't pay attention. They've got their head buried in the sand. But God, I hope I'm wrong. But if these assertions are true, and we have a foreign adversary, whether it be Iran, whether it be China, whether it be Russia, whoever, if our government is willfully allowing a foreign adversary to release drones into the cities of America, and even, I would say, in the West, because it's happened in the United Kingdom as well, and we don't know why, we're not being told why, the reason, the intent, the purpose, then one would have to believe that we, my friends, are being set up. Now you say, well, wait a minute, who would be setting us up? But I'll let you, you can comment on there and you can tell me who, because we could go 100 different ways on that. I don't know. I'm just saying, if, again, we got to talk about this logically. If this is the case, you have to ask yourself logically, guys, you got to have a logical conversation about this. If we're not shooting them out of the sky, we're not intercepting them. We're just letting them do whatever they want. And if whistleblowers are saying that these are foreign actors or foreign adversaries outside on our own soil and off the Atlantic allowing this to happen, then you only have one conclusion, and that is that somebody is purposely letting the gates be wide open. I mean, it's not like they've not done it to the border. It's not like we've not had an administration that has allowed the gates to be wide open for a foreign invasion to come right in. And by the way, a Chinese national just recently got arrested. Another one. This has happened multiple times. And guess what he got arrested doing? He got arrested for flying a drone over sensitive sites and taking pictures and images. For over an hour, they allowed this drone. And the government, the local officials intercepted it. They followed the drone back to the recipient where they arrested him. Oh, they can do that, but they can't follow these drones out to the ocean to see where they, if they're coming from a flipping mothership. And by the way, just to throw this out there, you can go and research. And for years now, there has been U.S. Coast Guards, the military, all these people have stated that they have eyewitness by them. They have seen for themselves, these whistleblowers, all this, these UFOs, UAPs, whatever, coming up out of the ocean. Now that opens up a whole other can of worms right there. So either one, watch this. One, we're being set up for a major false flag, and they're going to try, somebody's going to try to bring our country down. We have wolves in the hen house. We have traitors. We have people that are working for foreign actors, giving them sensitive information. China just hacked our telecommunications. The greatest hack of telecommunications in history. All of our phones, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, all of them. This just happened. Okay, now I'm going to bring up the second terrifying scenario. If it's not a false flag, then could it be? Could this be all of these years, Roswell, Phoenix Lights, this incident, that incident, this incident. And then have you noticed the explosion over the last 10, not even, it's probably been 5 years. Whistleblowers coming forward, claiming they retrieved aircraft from another world. They retrieved bodies that were not of human origin. Whistleblowers coming forward saying all this stuff, and they're just out in the open about this. And then have you noticed in the last month, the explosion of reportings of UFOs, like it died out and now all of a sudden, boom, it exploded. And consequently, now right after that, all these drone things come out. So the second terrifying scenario is, could we be conditioning society? Are we being conditioned and on the very precipice and on the brink of one of the greatest deceptions of all time? And I'm talking about a scenario where we are going to be told and be led to believe that they, the visitors, the extraterrestrials, the beings that are not earthly origin, that they have warned us about, that the whistleblowers have said they retrieved their bodies from the wreckage. And now, all of a sudden, the government agencies come out and they say, these are not the reason why we couldn't tell you this information is because we have known information for, and I'm just telling you, and then they paint this whole scenario up and they just put it all together. It's like a tapestry where you're like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, that's why they did this. Oh, that's why they couldn't tell us that. Oh, yes, that makes sense. And then watch this. And then could we see the manifestation of Thessalonians where Paul says that there will become such a deception in the last days that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Read it. It's in Thessalonians. I don't know. I'm just telling you. It's the only two scenarios that makes any sense. Well, brother, I think it's our government. Now, I will tell you this. I'm going to close with this real quick. There was a report, and I found this, and I'm going to tell you, I want to give a rebuttal on this, why I think this has holes in it. Now, I did read it. I'm going to read this. Quote, military sources have informed journalists that the lack of public transparency regarding the drones stems from their deployment as U.S. drones in response to a, quote, potential biological or nuclear threat. So there is some sources saying that these drones are our own government that are basically trying to detect or deter biological or nuclear attacks on our soil. Now I got a problem with that. Okay, number one, that would make sense if it was just in New Jersey, but again, we got them everywhere. And he said, well, maybe those threats are over there. Okay, I'll give you that. But here's another thing. If that were true, everybody, it's not like nobody knows that there's been nuclear threats by Russia for years now, ever since the invasion of Ukraine. And this war has been taking place. Putin has been relentless on his nuclear threats. So why not just come out and tell the people, this is our own government trying to protect our citizens in this matter? I mean, wouldn't this not bring more comfort to people and closure versus leaving it an enigma or a mystery? So I don't understand that. That's why I don't know if I believe that scenario. So this is my conclusion, guys, on these drones. So I'd love to hear your comments. Again, at the bottom, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, this is our right there on your screen. If you'll go to your Play Store, Apple, Google, you can pick up our free app. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be squared away. Have every headline, every podcast right there at your fingertips. We'd appreciate you hitting that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. And this way you can keep up with us on Rumble, YouTube, and all these social media platforms as well. And guys, we are a partner-supported ministry. So if you'd like to support this ministry, if you're blessed by it, encouraged by it, informed by it, we come on here week after week after week. If you wish to give, support, partner, whatever that looks like for you, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically or through the app right there on the screen at if you wish to give by check or money order, you can give by check or money order. Intime Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, I'm going to sign off for now. But again, we're going to be back. You'll see us back here tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, while everybody's got their eyes on this drone debacle, There's some stuff happening. Natural disasters are still, they're not going away. They're picking up. I'm going to show you, remember we went live, what was it, last week, earlier this week? When I can't even remember when it was, but there was that 7.0 or 7.2 earthquake that struck off the coast of California. We talked about that. It produced a tsunami warning. And during that podcast live, I said the big seismic zone and fault line that I'm worried about is the New Madrid fault line. Consequently, we just had, excuse me, we just had an earthquake swarm take place right there on the New Madrid fault line. So guys, the birth pangs of the Messiah are intensifying. They're increasing. They're not letting up. So tonight we're going to talk about that on our 8 p.m. podcast. So be sure to be right back here and join us. Again, we'll alert you on all that. Again, if you have our app, you'll be alerted and be able to come back on here and all that. So guys, we're going to sign off for today, and we'll be back here tonight at 8 p.m. So until we see you later on, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.